Welcome to our podcast, Knotty Topics in Conversation with Julia Squared. We are both psychotherapists and have been working in this field for many years, and we have a special interest in working with psychedelics in a therapeutic way.
Our aim is to support people in having a healthier and more aware relationship with self. We work with mind, body, and spirit, and work with all areas of trauma. In our experience, we can transmute trauma and suffering into loving the life we live.
Through these podcasts, we want to share our knowledge and experience to bring more awareness around uncomfortable, knotty topics.
We hope you find them helpful and enjoy listening to them. If you have any questions, please email us. You can find out more about us at julia2.com.
Welcome everybody to our podcast, a theme that has been coming up for us recently in many different ways is intuition. So we wanted to talk about intuition.
Intuition is with us all the time. It's like our internal sat nav. And one of the things that we've been talking about as well has been intuition versus fear, and how we can differentiate between them. The definition of intuition is to understand something instinctively without the need for conscious reasoning.
And there are many different ways of describing intuition. So there's gut feeling, gut instinct, hunch, knowing, vibes, sense, a fleeting sense, feeling, sixth sense. So there's many different ways of describing it. And it's your superpower. We all have intuition. Everybody has it. And it's also very easy to ignore. The mind can be powerful. It's really easy to ignore when the mind takes over.
Yes, and another way of thinking about it is the power of receiving direct knowledge without interference from our thoughts. So, yeah, as you say, it's that knowing feeling. And it guides us. It's a powerful force of the mind that helps us to make better decisions.
Which is really interesting because we are taught what to think, not how to think.
Yeah.
And not how to feel either. So it's really our conditioning that we disconnect from our intuition. So if we're taught how to think, but we feel or sense something else, but we have to agree to, you know, as we're growing up, we have to agree with what the people are caring for us say, then we disconnect from our intuition because we start to not believe it or not trust it or not listen to it.
Yes, I agree. And often with our intuition, we have that knowing feeling. We know what the answer is, but we will often say yes when we want to say no, which can then lead into all sorts of other murky waters of resentment and irritation.
The people pleaser.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
So there are many ways of looking at intuition. It's associated with the brow chakra, so the third eye. And the third eye helps to balance between the physical and the spiritual bodies. So bringing that balance. So that reminds me of the intuition versus the mind, you know, the physical representing the mind and the intuition representing the spiritual. We don't want the mind to overpower our intuition, as we don't want our physical to overpower us listening to that spiritual part of us.
And I guess when the mind overpowers it, is that when we go into fear? Yeah, because that's when we can
definitely because the mind can very often through fear say no.
Yes, even though we know inside.
Unfortunately, materialism, which is taking over, disconnects us from our true self. So really disconnects us from our intuition.
Materialism as in?
Will we seek externally? rather than listen internally. And connected with that is scientifically, a team of researchers at the University of Iowa found that the brain has a so-called axis of intuition, and it's called the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, and it's located in the middle of the forehead. So I wonder if that's also connected to the chakra, the third eye chakra.
Mm. Yeah, what I love about intuition as well is we can intuitively know others' emotions from a distance as well. You can tune into somebody's energy and pick up on how they are and what's happening.
Yeah. And when we don't use our intuition, it can be difficult to make decisions, or we make decisions that we wish we hadn't made.
Mm.
And these can be around habits. We can be easily led, that we were talking about with the people pleaser.
Mm.
And we go on autopilot and bounce from one thing to another.
Mm.
So it can make decision making really difficult when we don't listen. And we also learn through that to not trust ourselves.
Mm. And our intuition can come through at different times, can't it? It can. I find for myself, it can be early in the morning.
Mm.
I sometimes dream intuitively.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
That's a really good thing to listen to, or, you know, to interpret your dreams, listen to them, use them as a metaphor for your intuition.
Definitely. And yes, certainly first thing in the morning. But then it does come at different times as well. But those are probably when the energy is strongest, I find. How about you?
I find that too. If I want to make a big decision, that time in the morning when the world's asleep and it's really quiet and I'm awake, I really just listen and tune in to the question or the decision, whatever it is, to find the answer.
Mm.
And I find that if I have like a sinking feeling, it's a bit like, you know, when you go in the lift and you come down and your tummy goes, whoop. It's a bit like that, but on a more subtler scale. It feels heavy. And that's when I know it's not for me. Or if it feels light, then I know that it's for me. So that gives me some answers.
And what I'm noticing that we've both said is that it's when it's quiet and still.
Yes.
Because that's really when our intuition comes through, when it's quiet and still.
Yeah.
Rather than noise. I mean, it can still happen when you're out and about, but if you're really wanting to get information, as you say, and really trust something, I think our bodies love that stillness.
Definitely, definitely, which is why meditation is often a good time for what intuitions come through, because we become quiet physically and we're able to go within and connect. How do you notice that you feel that intuition? How do you feel it?
That's a good question. It's a knowing feeling in my body. It's almost like, oh gosh, it's really hard to describe. It's almost like a voice as well that I can hear, and something will come up and it'll be like, no, or yes, that's good. So it's like a voice, and there's definitely a feeling. There is that heavy feeling if it's not right. It's hard to describe where it is. I feel it's around my, I want to say around my solar plexus, but I think it might be around my womb as well. I need to pay attention and notice next time. But definitely, there's definitely a voice.
Yeah.
It's always. Yeah. How about you?
Well, as I was saying, I can get the light or the heavy feeling, but I do get that voice as well.
Mm.
And that voice often comes, it's the space in between. So if I'm doing something, so typically dog walking in the shower. So when I'm doing something, but nothing that's really taxing on my mind, it leaves the space in between for those thoughts to come in.
Drop in.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is and when you said about you, this voice that you hear, is that the same for you, or is it different, that voice? When does that come in?
That's the voice that often comes in the morning. early in the morning. That's probably when it's its strongest.
Right. So when you're quiet, you'll hear that voice.
And it's often just before I'm conscious, but I'm not fully awake. It's that space in between.
Yeah. And I think it's learning our own way of listening to it, because everybody's going to have a different way. And it's really, it's like a new tool, actually, learning to use it, but learning to use it in your way, because we're all so different that we hear it or receive it or feel it in different ways.
When have you used your intuition, do you think, when it's really helped you? Well, I mean, it helps us all the time, obviously, but it's the one that stands out. I know we were talking about health earlier, because that's probably a very relevant topic, because often you hear people say, I had this feeling, but then chose to ignore it.
Yeah, really good question. When I was first diagnosed with breast cancer, it came about because I had watched Embarrassing Bodies, and they were doing a breast check for women. And at the time, I didn't think anything of it. But the next morning, I was in the shower. This voice jumped in, check, and I checked, and that's when I found the lump. So, yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because it's looking back, you can see where your intuition has helped you or not, or where you've not listened to your intuition, but it's not so easy in that moment. But yes, certainly my intuition really, saved my life, really.
And then did you find your intuition helped around what foods to eat and or to drink or how to be or?
Yeah, I think the whole experience of going through my surgery and treatments and the whole experience of that, of having breast cancer, was reconnecting with my body, listening to my intuition, listening to what my body wanted to eat or not eat, or what was good for it to do or not good for it to do. So it really felt like it was a wake-up call. I think looking back over my life, I didn't I wasn't consciously aware of having intuition and using it until my experience with breast cancer, which felt like a wake-up call to come on, reconnect. And I had to. So yeah, it feels really good from that perspective, because it's our body that, you know, ultimately gives us these messages. This is how we experience life through this body.
Absolutely. And as we were saying earlier, it's incredible how the mind can override.
Yeah, especially through fear.
Yeah, definitely.
So what has been your experience with either listening to your intuition or not listening to your intuition?
Well, again, something we were talking about earlier was relationships, and that feels very relevant for so many of us. And so for me, my intuition really played out in a long-term relationship I had when I was quite young. It was my first proper relationship. But I was also then a massive people pleaser. So all the time, once I got over the excitement of being in a relationship and having a boyfriend, then my intuition started to kick in. And there was so many times of, this isn't right, don't do it, don't do this, don't do that, whatever it might be. And I just kept overriding it, kept overriding it, kept overriding it, until one day, about 3 years down the line, somehow my intuition just said, right, enough. And I listened to it.
So that people pleaser that you were speaking
about. Gosh,
it was
so strong.
So that is where the mind can be overridden through fear.
Yeah. I think there's fear that, and I think this, you know, will probably resonate with many people. There's that fear, particularly when you're young, that fear that, oh my gosh, I might not find another boyfriend or another partner. And so I think the people pleaser was flattered by the attention and flattered by the fact that I had a boyfriend. And yes, that totally overrode it. Which, looking back now, when a bit like you were saying, you know, when I reflect back on it, which I don't very often these days, but you know, in the past when I have, when I've been trying to understand things about it, it's like, crikey. As somebody said recently, there was a bouquet of red flags.
I love that.
Such a good saying. And I thought, when she said it, I thought, yeah, I think I know that. So yes, there were a lot of red flags, but it's only in hindsight, isn't it? And I know now, I understand now, it's all about part of our journey and learning and things like that. But I tell you how it did help me, though, actually, with my own children, then I could, because, you know, our experiences, we can then teach our children. Not that it sort of, yes, it just sort of helped me to be able to support them a bit more.
To listen to their intuition.
I would often say to them, you know that feeling you get inside?
Yeah.
Always listen to that feeling. Yeah. So
what an amazing gift to give to children, to say that, to help them. Well, because it's part of trusting themselves, their own decisions.
Totally and utterly. Especially when you're young and in your teen years, you know, you're very much caught up with the crowd. And I think maybe intuition develops as you get older, or we start to listen to it a bit more as we get older. I also have a story about intuition. I was working with somebody many years ago, and they didn't want to tell me their name for a variety of reasons. And anyway, we had a bit of a conversation around it, and then it was just left. And I, at the end of the session, I still didn't know their name. And I got into my car that afternoon or evening to go home, and a song came on the radio, and it was a name, and I thought, that's it. And I just knew it in my body that was the name. So when I next met the person, I said, just out of interest, is this your name? And it was. And that was for me, right, okay, this is really amazing and exciting and genuine, and
yeah,
let's build it and develop it and grow it.
I love that. I love those signs and those synchronicities that give you, you know, that information, that knowing.
Mm.
And they happen all the time. All the time.
Mm.
And we just need to really tune into them.
When have you had When have you had a moment when your intuition, you've just gone, oh, yes. That's it.
Oh, gosh. Good question. I think when, so I might not have gone yes at the time, but I'm going yes now, was when we were in Mexico. And I just had that moment of quiet to say, we need to go home now.
Mm.
And that was spoke very, very loudly. And I mean, it just felt like it came from somewhere within.
Very so, powerful yeah, energy.
Exactly. And it felt like it's really hard, like you were saying earlier, it's really hard to describe, but it felt like the whole of my energy. Because it can almost feel like coming into alignment, you know, that truth of self coming into alignment, where it just feels, yes, this is how it's got to be, or this is the answer. So for me, I mean, that very much is a yes. But yeah, that was very, very strong. But I kind of, you know, listen to it every day. Things will jump into my mind, and I've learned to do them now. So even if it seems, why am I doing this? I don't question that anymore.
Yes,
even
I agree.
If I think, oh my gosh, you know, sounds a bit crazy, or to do that might, whatever, feel crazy, I will do it, and I will listen to that now.
Interestingly, though, going back to Mexico, there were many red flags.
Well,
there
were
a whole bouquet of red flags there. And it's looking back on it that we've realized how many there were. So it really took that really strong intuition
at the end.
At the end, to get us to listen or get you to listen. And I think that, so also the flip side of intuition of when we don't listen to it when it's there is, I think we sometimes have these lessons to learn.
Yes.
We have to go on a journey. And I think that was particularly the case with Mexico.
Definitely, yeah.
Because we don't regret going.
No. Because there's always learning, but even learning in not listening to intuition.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. It's definitely heightened that sense. 100%.
So there are many ways that we can tune into our intuition, and, you know, it's finding your own way. But something we mentioned earlier about the quietness. You know, I think we do have to be quiet, whether it's going into nature, whether it's first thing in the morning, whether it's meditating, whether it's I don't know, slowing down and just sitting cloud watching. I think it is in those moments when we need to be quiet and really tune in to our body, like do a body scan or a body check to and maybe ask those questions to see what response comes from different questions.
Because it's like turning your eyes inwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always think.
Yeah. Yeah, I read something actually. It said, well, our literal eyes, two eyes are looking out, but our third eye is looking in.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And it feels like that when we're really wanting to focus on something. Well, for me, that's what it feels like. It's like I turn myself inwards to look inside
and listen.
And listen. And again, it's about trust, trusting ourselves. I think, well, I know, definitely.
What other ways do you, recommend connecting with intuition or tuning in, learning?
Well, I think sometimes we can learn through relationships with friends or, you know, family or whoever, partners, when we're asked something. And straight away we can know whether we want to do it or not. And it's just, again, having that space in between, isn't it? Because I think often we can, when I speak for myself, I used to jump in and say yes to something without really thinking about it. And then in hindsight, I think, why did I say yes to that? So I think it's that, something I think that can help with that is to take a breath in, stand back, because that creates that space between that you were talking about. And it just gives you a moment to think, actually, hang on, let's just feel into this. Does it feel okay or doesn't it?
And to pause.
Yes. Press the pause button. Yeah. Which takes a bit of practice, but it does work. So I think that's one way. What about you?
I think that's really good. I quite often, if I'm asked to do something, I'll take a pause and I will, you know, I might say I'll come back to and then check in with what's going on inside me. I'll ask myself this question, do I want to do this? Or is this right for me? And really tune in and listen to the response in my body.
Yes, I agree. I think another thing, is this around intuition? I think it is. It's the when something comes towards us and we notice it once.
Oh, yeah.
And our attention is attracted to it. And then the same thing comes to us again. And we think, oh, okay, I need to pay attention to this. And then if it comes a third time, it's like, that's a no-brainer.
It's screaming.
Yes, exactly, to do it. So I think that's another part of this to notice.
Listen to those signs.
Yes, definitely. And really come into relationship with our intuition, I think, because it's a really magical part. And as we said earlier, it's like our internal sat-nav. So it's really coming into relationship with it and really nurturing it.
Yeah.
And getting to know it.
And it's part of our creativity. So the more creative we are, the more we can tune in that way, rather than just being in the mind.
And our intuition keeps us safe, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a fine line with fear as well.
Yeah.
You know, when that voice is screaming, but it's fear, because we need some fear because it keeps us safe. But when, you know, we listen to that fear instead of the intuition, but then, you know, our intuition can scream. And, you know, it's really tuning. I guess it's building a relationship with knowing whether it comes from fear or whether it is intuitive, which can be hard because there's a fine line in between the two.
Definitely. It is that knowing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a knowing feeling.
Definitely a knowing that the mind doesn't know, but somehow you feel this knowing.
It's a bit like you know, not walking down a dark alley at night. You have a knowing that it's not okay. That is intuition as well, which is where it's working on our safety point of view. Or a knowing not to, well, I don't know, there are millions of different, there are so many, aren't there, different analogies that we could go into.
Quite often, sometimes if I have a choice in which direction to drive, then I might just tune in. You know, is it better to go to the right or is it better to go to the left? And then whichever feels lightest, I will go with that.
Yes, I do that sometimes. It's good. And it often is correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you might hear that there was a traffic jam on the other side or whatever. But it's fun to play around with it as well.
Definitely.
To build that relationship with it.
Definitely. So I think that probably wraps up intuition quite well, don't you? And yes, as always, if anybody has any questions that arise from listening to this, we're always happy to be contacted via email.
Or any good stories on how you've listened to your intuition and it has served you well. Because our intuition is our sat nav in life, and our intuition never lies.
It's our friend.
Yeah.
So you can contact us through our website, julia2.com, and our email is hello@julia2.com. And yeah, we'll look forward to hearing any stories you might have. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.